10:07 Friday night. Spartan Nation's going to be glued to their TVs as Michigan State faces Oklahoma in the Sweet 16. It's MSU's seventh Sweet 16 in eight seasons. Michigan Radio Sports commentator John Eubanks is here. John, I have to open with a quote from ESPN's Myron Medcalf as he picks MSU for the Final Four. Here's his quote. Don't try to figure out how Michigan State does it. Tom Izzo be Izzoin. What else can you say about this Michigan State team? What else do you want to say about this team and Izzo now that you've seen them knock off Virginia and Georgia?
Well, that's about our man got that one right, obviously. I hope Michigan State fans appreciate what they're enjoying now because this is a unique coach at a unique time, to say the least. Of course, our man Nate Silvers, who correctly predicted all 50 states in the last election. 538 is his site. His staff broke it down for the best March Madness coach since 1984, I believe, since they went to 64 teams. And that answer is Tom Izzo. Based on the seed numbers of his teams and how many games they're supposed to win, in other words, an 8 seed is supposed to lose to a 6 seed kind of thing,
yeah.
He has won 45 games. He should have won 30 in the tournament. So he's won 50% more games, and he's stealing 50% more games than he should, which is an amazing thing. And how does he do it? Like, Izzoing is about right. I'll say two things, though, maybe three. One, he schedules always a very tough non-conference schedule, and everyone else does not, or
so
most teams
they're
don't.
Tuned up. They're toughened. And
well, you get beat up in December. Yeah. Everyone says, wow, they're not that good this year. They say that every year. Mm. And then in March, you're not saying that because your time, you know, you've been tested. So you're a serious team. He recruits guys who can play in pressure games, obviously. And look, as far as being a game coach, who can manage his bench, manage the clock, manage the game situation, and get his team ready. I can't recall the last time I saw a state team come out flat in March Madness. Maybe I've never seen it, which is a heck of a thing to say.
Mm.
So he is, they say, the best March Madness coach. Got to give kudos to John Beilein, less experience in March Madness, of course. He is number 8 all time out of like 50 or so.
Now, I've heard this MSU-Oklahoma game for tomorrow night described as the one with the most thrill potential of any in the Sweet 16. What are you going to be watching for? What do you think?
Track meet, which means run and gun, up and down, fast break action, two-on-ones, alley-oops, not the usual slow it down, four-corner offense, you know, the zone defense and so on. It's going to be a lot faster than that. As predicted last week, Michigan State made only 20 of their 33 free throw attempts, which in a tight game is going to kill you if it comes down to 1 or 2 points there at the end. But it hasn't yet.
So far. Are you offering up picks for a Final Four?
I'm with the ESPN guy about Michigan State. It makes no sense, but there they are. Furthermore, by the way, if they win this game against Oklahoma, Oklahoma's a 3 seed, by the way, and of course Michigan State is favored, the number 1 seed in their bracket, Villanova, is already gone. So you're going to be facing an 8 seed in NC State or a 4 seed more likely in Louisville, but who knows, but not, you know, the elite teams you are going to face early on. So right now, Michigan State is about as good a shot as anybody leading in there. The other Big Ten team left, the only Big Ten team left, is Wisconsin. And they're still a 1 seed. They're still obviously very good.
You know, so here we have MSU's, the first school to win 4 straight football bowl games while advancing to the Sweet 16 in men's basketball in the same 4 years. And meantime, in Wolverine land, a sad bit of sports history being made this year, something that hasn't happened since Richard Nixon was in the White House and gasoline was under 40 cents a gallon. Tell us.
Ooh, well, it turns out the last time Michigan was not in the postseason for football, basketball, and hockey was 1973 is the year you're citing there, of course. And by the way, that only happened because back then only one Big Ten football team could go to a bowl game, that is the champion going to the Rose Bowl. Were it not for that rule, you'd have to go back to 1968. I am 4. I am no longer 4.
Why?
Why? Because, look, what you decided there, Mark Hollis at Michigan State is one of the best athletic directors in the nation. And he did it the old-fashioned way, started out as the towel boy and worked his way up for 3 or 4 decades. He understands college athletics. He understands coaches. 4 straight bowl games, 4 straight Sweet 16s. I'm going to say it. Dave Brennan was the AD in the meantime at Michigan, who did not do it that way. Had not 1 hour of experience in an athletic department before becoming Michigan's AD. Experience matters.
So if you live and breathe the Black Ham, what do you do about March Madness? Do you swallow hard and root for the Spartans or what? What do you do?
You start watching a lot of spring football. And spring football, people, is actually practice, by the way, it's to be clear. And you can't get in there anyway, but you get in the blogs, and who's been there? What do you think? And who's the quarterback? Right now, almost all Michigan's focus, Michigan fans' focus, is on Jim Harbaugh in September. So that's how far away their hopes and dreams are.
Michigan Radio Sports commentator John Eubacon. As always, thanks, John.
Cindy, thank you.